You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The protests following the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police have been recorded in recent days in more than 130 cities nationwide. Public anger and frustration is focused on the persistence of racial disparities and how law enforcement uses deadly force. It's hard to quantify just how bad that disparity is. The federal data on killings by police nationwide now covers fewer than half of the officers in America. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has been looking into why these numbers are so thin.
Primarily because not all police departments participate. The FBI has something called the National Use of Force Data Collection Program. It's a way for state, local, and tribal law enforcement to submit a standardized set of information anytime an officer kills someone, seriously injures someone, or shoots at someone. The agency started collecting this data in January of 2019, and the FBI told me that as of Friday, about 40% of law enforcement officers nationwide are participating.
All right, so what kind of information do police departments submit to this?
So it's supposed to include demographic data like the race, age, ethnicity, about both the officer involved as well as the person who is the subject of the use of force. The FBI says that can educate the public and inform law enforcement training. It's also supposed to include information on the type of force used, whether the person was armed, and ultimately what happened to that person.
You said about 40% of officers are covered by the data we now have, but how reliable are the numbers that are in the system already?
Right. So those numbers come from a regulatory filing, and this is really a question of resources. The program is voluntary, and that's partly because the job of collecting and submitting this data falls to local law enforcement. And it's not the only documentation they have to fill out. It does take time. The FBI estimates about 38 minutes per incident. And given that time translates into working hours for officers, local law enforcement agencies get to decide whether to prioritize whether they want to pay for that time.
Briefly, a year and a half into this, what have we learned?
Nothing yet. I asked the FBI about where the numbers are. They said they were going to release them twice a year. They said we're going to get the first batch this summer.
Kimberly, thank you. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.